Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Guys, I'm Rich Tillery. We're up here live on the rooftop here at Sun and Fun. We're on top of the FAST Team National Resource Center and the FAA Production Studio here at Sun and Fun 2010. It's windy. We're enjoying the show. And right now, Jim Durr, he's a director. Lockheed Martin. Flight Services.
That's right.
Flight Services. Now, Jim is, now you're in charge of all of them, right?
I'm in charge of all of it except for Alaska, yes.
All of it except for Alaska. So you've got a great big job, right? Let's tell us a little bit about yourself first and how you came to be as the director for the organization.
Okay, so yes, I'm the director of flight services here for Lockheed Martin. And I took that job over in October of last year. And since then, I've been educating myself into the program. Overall, Lockheed Martin, what we do is we provide the flight services for the general aviation community, which includes things such as the pre-flight briefings for pilots, for weather briefings, the in-flight services. We also provide the services for filing a flight data plan if they so choose to do that. We close out flight plans, which is very important because that leads into the next part, which is we also initiate search and rescue as applicable.
Wow.
For those folks that are that are late in arriving. So provide all those services. Overall, our background, we took this, we had a contract with the FAA since 2005. This is the fifth year. This will be the fifth year anniversary here in October. And I think we've made great strides to provide a really safe service for the general aviation pilot.
Well, they love your services. I know that. Now you guys do the in-flight, the pre-flight, in-flight services, and all the stuff in between. Now, how big of an area? Let's talk about this now. You know, if I pick up the phone, let's say I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get briefed up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up the phone. The number I call is
1-800 weather brief.
That's right.
WX brief.
So I pick this thing up. Now, you guys have had how many sites do you currently have? How many locations in the United States?
Yeah, we're currently sitting in six sites around the United States. We have three hubs: one in Ashburn, Virginia; one in Fort Worth, Texas; and one in Prescott, Arizona. Also have smaller sites in Princeton, Minnesota; one in Raleigh, North Carolina; and down south here in Miami.
Okay, now with six sites.
Mm-hmm.
These six sites, what are they like? Western, Central America,
right,
East
yeah,
Coast.
Sure. Yeah. They're broken up into the just like the FAA with the Eastern Service Area, the Central Service Area, and the Western Service Area.
Okay.
And Prescott obviously is in the West, and the Central has Fort Worth as the hub, and the Eastern is Ashburn, Virginia, outside of Leesburg.
Now, are these guys going to be, are they going to be able to do just their region, or can they reach out further than their? If I call up my flight service station
right
here at WX Brief, can these guys give me the weather and NOTAMs and everything?
So based upon things such as the telephone number that calls in, and
right,
and eventually, you know, if folks have filed a pilot profile, which we encourage folks to do because that makes the process a lot quicker for them.
Right.
Based upon that particular call in, they'll be routed to the appropriate center hub that will handle their particular telephone call. And let me just say very quickly here that our specialists are certified to brief across the United States. And
that's what I wanted to know.
There you go. Right.
That's cool.
Brief across the United States. They do have areas of responsibility, which is their prime area of responsibility. But a pilot can come in and request any briefer, so they don't have to wait in case, you know, a particular area happens to be getting a big rush. They
right
can they can request any briefer. And our specialists are professionals. These are very, very, very professional, technically oriented individuals. They can brief the entire United States, and have full faith and confidence in their ability to do that, and so should the pilots.
Now, when these guys, let's talk about the number of briefers that you have. If you had 13, you went down to six. The amount of briefers are still the same. you know, what I'm getting at here, Jim, is that the peak season of people flying.
Got
right?
it.
People are going to be in the air more. They're going to be doing stuff, you know. Wintertime's going away. Spring and summer's coming up. How's this going to affect the amount of, traffic that you've, you know, influx into your system?
But basically, can we handle it now?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Got
That's
it.
The,
all right.
Thank
so,
you, Jim.
All right. Yeah, there we go.
Great guy.
Okay. So, yeah, one of the things you got, and you know this probably as well as I do here, that general aviation traffic has been down over the last few years, and we had a dramatic decrease during the recessionary period. We take all that information into account. We lay out our strategic staffing plan, okay? And that's all been laid out. And based upon that and based upon the efficiencies that we've seen in our new software and hardware systems in the FlightScape, which is part of the FS21 system, we have laid that out. We take into consideration peak periods, because I do get that question frequently with regard to what are you going to do as soon as things start ramping up.
Yeah.
And we take that into consideration for our staffing profiles. Now, I got to tell you, I get probably anywhere from 12 to 15 discrete reports every day that talk about traffic loads, talk about call loads, wait times, abandon rates on calls, things of that nature. And our operations director modulates all of that staffing in order to accommodate and make any kind of corrections as necessary. And I'm happy to say that right now we're keeping up with that. I mean, we take into consideration things such as this. We got the Sun and Fun going on here, right?
Exactly.
And you have to play that into the mix when you're doing your staffing analysis and when you're doing your staffing profiles for your personnel, because you will have these spike periods and you got to be able to accommodate it. I think you know right below us here in this particular building, we have our flight services providing services, face-to-face services for the pilots, and we get a lot of walk-up folks, and they're coming in asking about the weather, because the weather is a little breezy today and
it is
a little overcast, but they're in here and we're providing that face-to-face service.
That's right. And if you guys are here at the Sun and Fun Complex, stop in and say hi to all the guys down there. It doesn't hurt. If they don't bite or anything. Now, the people that go to work, that work on the staff, what kind of schooling do they go to qualify to be down there as a
right.
flight service person?
Well, they have, let me just say that a lot of the folks came over from the FAA when it transitioned from the FAA to Lockheed Martin. So a goodly chunk of our specialists are former FAA flight service specialists. They have to go through a very rigorous training program, a series of training classes, as well as certification through the National Weather Service. So these folks have been trained and trained and trained. And I got to tell you, the other thing we do is we have retrainings, and we continue to go through updates. And as new information comes in, I mean, it even goes down to the simplest things, that prior to each shift, we have pre-shift briefings where we bring up information such as TFRs that are in effect for that particular
right.
moment, some very critical NOTAMs that might have popped up, you know, things of that nature. So these folks go through rigorous training in the front end. They go through rigorous training while they're after they've been certified, it's a pretty detailed program that we have.
I tell you what, and it's a program that works and has continued to work. And now the quality control that you guys have in place to make sure that if there's any tweaking to be done, you guys can tweak it all out and everything. I'm sure you guys have got that all squared away. And,
yeah.
You guys are going to be in business for a long time, aren't you?
You know,
what's in the future?
Well, you got some wood here. Knock on wood, absolutely. That we plan on doing that. I mean, we measure ourselves. We're our best worst critics, I guess is the words. And we have our, you know, we can't do this obviously without the help of the FAA.
Right.
I mean, the FAA's in there. They're giving suggestions and recommendations. They're measuring us. They're criticizing us. They compliment us. They do everything, and they provide advice and oversight, because they've been doing this for years. So
right.
they know all this.
Well, I tell you what. We appreciate everything that you guys do, and I know it's tough, and I know that you guys, you know, are still molding, but you know. The fact that you're there, the fact that you guys are providing, you know, in-flight, you know, pre-flight and in-flight guidance and everything, you know, you know, now the in-flight stuff they can do over Flight Watch.
Yes, they can. Right. They can call in on the radio and
get
talk
to weather update.
Get a weather update as they go through the system, and you know, especially if they see something on the horizon, they're a little confused on what they heard before and what they're hearing now. So they can call up and talk to our guys. Like you said, they don't bite. They're very friendly. And they can't
bite through the radio.
No, they can't. Yeah, you know, they don't snap either. But they definitely have the pilot's best interest. And I listen to these guys all the time on the radio, and they want the pilot safe. That is the number one priority.
Yeah.
So we encourage folks to call in. We also, by the way, I got to put a little plug in here if I could, Rich.
Go right ahead.
All right. The plug is please file PIREPs. We really like getting pilot reports in so that we can, you know, update our information, augment it for other pilots that are up there. So we like PIREPs, and we also like folks to call to go into our website, www.afss.com, in order for them to give us some pilot feedback. We can't get better unless we hear what we're doing wrong, but also what we're doing right. We get a lot of suggestions, really great suggestions. I mean, these guys are the experts. These pilots, they know their stuff. And if you guys call in, we will call you back, and we will elicit more information from you, perhaps that we
there
could.
You yeah, your pilots yeah. Are some of your feedback resources to help, especially if they have some
Absolutely.
Of the solutions to help these guys out. Don't, you know, what he's basically saying, folks, don't call with too many problems unless you got a few solutions, and these guys can take a look at it.
Well, they call if they have some problems too, but we do appreciate getting the suggestions, we get these suggestions. These folks come up with great ideas, and I tell you what, we do implement some of them.
That's good. Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming up today. Jim Durr is the director for Lockheed Martin's Flight Services.
Yes,
and,
yes, sir.
And he's right downstairs. Like I said, guys, feel free to go in there. The website, again, is what?
www.afss.com.
AFSS.com. He says it so fast. Right?
Oh, sorry. AFSS.com.
AFSS.com.
Yes. Comes right off the tongue.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate everything. Right. I appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate it, Rich.
I really
Thanks
do.
For your time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.